Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your host, Charlotte Sivak, and I'm coming to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. I would first like to thank David Hickey for his beautiful track of Centaur from his new album, Acceleration, which you just heard, and you can find more of his music at crystaljourney.ca. So I have to tell you all that I'm extremely delighted that you have all come and joined us today for this magical, yummy, cosmic hour of incredible synchronicities and experiencing your vastness, as well as expanding the collective consciousness. Today's program is going to be a bit of a touchy subject. It's something that has caused many of us great discomfort, sources of grief, where we've all experienced the fears, where at times we feel like we've been broken or we've been taken to a whole different realm where we feel that we have just absolutely lost control. And it's time for us now to truly replace these old outworn patterns, transmuting everything into this new anchoring of this new light that is coming through for us, anchoring heaven on earth, creating infinite possibilities with your birthright of unlimited abundance. There is so much to talk about here with this program today. And we're going to do quite an activation, a journey where we're going to go deeply into the subconscious, helping us to release many lifetimes and many different layers related on the emotional, the mental, the physical, the spiritual levels of how money actually activates us and down into the subatomic particles within ourselves. This entire program is about awakening your divine receptivity, helping you to embrace your birthright of unlimited abundance and to truly understand what true wealth is. True wealth helps you reside with peace. It invokes harmony. True wealth is not the actual physical manifestation of just money. It is the emotions that come with it. It is the sense of purpose. It is the energy of light that isn't garnished. Harmony and true wealth is not manufactured, but it's brilliant, it's natural, it's lively, it's spontaneous, and it's fully adventurous, helping you to truly awaken your divine abilities of abundance, your inspiration, your co-creating abilities, so that you can truly have the life that you truly desire. It just all takes time for you to actually slow down, take a deep breath, and actually give yourself a moment to recollect yourself and to see where it is that you are. So we'll be working on with releasing all these contracts related to it. This key is balancing the multidimensional selves, all between our inner and our outer worlds, how we work spiritually and how we work in the world itself, helping us to merge with the perfect link between heaven and earth, the physical and the invisible planes. As the soul, I am always striving to evolve, all the while remaining aware of my light in this concrete material world. I am whole. Now, how synchronistic is it, though, that this actual meditation that we're going to be doing today with the heavenly realms, as well as the music of the spheres, the star councils of light, actually coincide with the powerfully accelerated new moon energies of Taurus today? This sign is also associated with true wealth. So as we're going to be going traveling very deeply within the shadow of these fears, where we've been stuck on the lower astral planes or suffering from some of the soul fragmentations that this causes and puts onto us through the fear of survival or poverty consciousness and scarcity, we're going to fully help y'all to surrender and release, allowing divine love to flow through you, to anchor through you, awakening your brilliance, your system, igniting your creativity, your infinite possibilities, and therefore your birthright of abundance. So these techniques that we're going to go through today are going to help you with your divine diamond alignment, which is the vertical alignment of your spirituality, connecting you in with the horizontal levels, which is all about with the material and the physical realms. This way, this enlightenment is going to help you with the ascension process and make everything more easier. So what we're also going to be looking at is also the issues that go with money itself. How do you feel about money? Many people seem to be misguided in the aspect where they feel that everybody else's impressions of money is what should be with theirs as well. So we're going to help you to also look at your personal relationship with money, where you look to actually love it and not hate it or get angry when the bills show up or when everything is just not seeming like it's going to be so. So we'll start off again, working through with activating the cosmic earth kundalini energies. We're going to be activating your root chakras and your feet chakras, opening you up so that you can feel the energies of heaven and earth fully merging within you to awaken the infinite possibilities from within your heart. So let's get started. Taking a deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, and bringing your focus for the ladies to your second chakra, which is located at the navel, and for the gentlemen down to your root chakra, which is located at the base of your spine. Visualize a color and send a tube of light down into the center of the earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect you to the crystalline core of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We call upon all the archangels, ascended masters, teachers, guides, animal totems, spirits, the divas, fairies, elves, and goddesses, as well as the higher self, the Christ embodied self, and the ascended master self of everyone listening to this program. We also invite in all of your guides and teachers that you personally acknowledge, the Palladians, the Syrians, and the Andromedan, emissaries, archangelic, and leagues of light, as well as the Archerians, the Great White Brotherhood. We also call in the Mahatma, the divine nature spirit intelligence, the music of the spheres to help you with activating, the overlighting diva of the diamond healing, and we call in Pan. And as you breathe in this beautiful, glorious energy, helping to give you peace of mind, inhaling for a count of 5, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, releasing, 2, 3, 4, 5, and staying empty, 2, 3, 4, 5, we ask you to vision the sun above the top of your head. This will be also representing the Father God. And you'll feel its luminescent rays flowing down and activating your crown chakra, where you'll start to feel a tingling sensation or pulsation. And seeing this beautiful energy flowing through your crown, washing towards your pineal gland, bathing it, cleansing it, and restoring it to the light, allowing it to broadcast this new energy and this new frequency of abundance. And taking another deep, clearing breath, feeling yourself relaxing, your shoulders, your back, sensing all the stress releasing from your body and any of the tension. Feel this incredible energy, luminescent of the sun, further traveling down over your throat, your atlas, down towards your heart, into your soul and your soul matrix. Clearing out, releasing any old emotional wounds, guilt associated with any fear. And continue to feel this energy flowing downwards, washing over your stomach, your lower back, elongating your spine, releasing any fears of scarcity. Feel the energy flowing now into your perineum, located at the base of your spine. And now continuing to travel through the cord that you've placed there with your connection to the Earth Mother. Now taking another deep, clearing breath. We're going to take you on a journey where we invoke the Great White Brotherhood to step forth and place the Karmic Wounds Chamber of Light around your homoluminescent field and your physical body. You'll feel this energy stabilizing in and around you and begin to infuse you with light. As you feel it activating you down through your skin, down through the blood, down through the plasma, and right down where the subatomic particles are, where there is nothing but space. This karmic wound chamber of light allows you to release the contracts that will be calling forth to be placed into the palms of your hands. As well as working with your four main energy bodies, your mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies. We'll be asking to clear all these contracts and all these bodies, helping you to release the beliefs and fully, completely anchor the divine love, open-heartedness of unlimited abundance in all directions of time, space, and parallel universes. We'll first begin in the mental body, which is relative to many specific issues. Then as these contracts will move through your emotional body, you'll find that they'll be cleansed of any accompanying emotions, angers, rages that have been attached to it. Next, you'll find that your spiritual body will begin to reclaim the cleared parts or the soul fragmentations and help you with this new, awakened higher truth with a feeling of forgiveness, love, and anticipation of new and better ways of being. Then you'll find more of a clearing and a release of any tension and muscle strains from your physical body, which will then fully release the holding patterns that you've been keeping with the beliefs and emotions within the physical structure of your muscles, your spinal column, or your skeletal structure. So placing your hands upwards into the sky, we're going to be asking for all these contracts related to poverty consciousness, scarcity, control, victim, starvation, invasion, manipulation, catastrophe. And feel these contracts piling up in the palms of your hands. You may start to feel a heaviness, a weighed down sensation. You may even see a pile or a file of contracts being thrown into the palms of your hands. Just go with what you feel. There is no right and wrong. There's only what is right and what feels right with yourself. And we'll continue with the old structures related with money and abundance, fear of starvation, victim, sacrifice, martyr, integrity, avoidance, denial, grief, second-guessing yourself, acting as if everything is okay, wounded child, silent child, the wounded healer, ego. We'll ask for the archetypes. Related with pioneer, fear of expansion, dominance, intolerance, grief, fear of losing, not being able to maintain what you have, second-guessing yourself. Continue to see these piles getting deeper and piled higher and higher, knowing that at this sacred time, you're going to be releasing on many different levels of the levels of yourself. You may start to feel like your hands are weighed right down. We're also going to ask for all archetypes and contracts related to the structures that families have imposed. Their will, asking for all contracts with your parents in this life and all past lives, parallel universes, any other planets and spaces that you've resided on through this creation. Acquaintances, friendships, and siblings. Any religious dogma, grief, or fear further associated with blocking you from your brilliance. We'll also ask for the archetypes of the seducer, the prostitute, the victim, theft, or scarcity in association of the fears. And taking a few moments, and you personally asking if anything comes to your mind, to also place into the palms of your hands. We now ask that anything else that we not need to give any voice to, or we've forgotten the words but they are ready to be released at this time, to all be placed into the palms of your hands. And now that you feel this weight, visualize a stamp that says cancel or void, and stamp every single one of these contracts, knowing that you are now forever finished with these old patterns. And as you continue to stamp, we're also going to ask that they be removed and cleared from any fear matrix programs and from the collective consciousness of the planet, helping us all to further ascend, expand, share, and grow. And as you are now finished with stamping all of these contracts, we're going to ask for Archangel Michael to please step forth with his sword of truth and his sword of light to cut everything in half. You may feel a jolt running through your body. You may feel a sudden lightness, a sudden expansion, a sudden freedom. Or you may feel like 50 pounds of weight have just been removed. Now taking a few moments and ripping up these contracts, you can tear them to bits or just tear them in half. Throw them into a huge, massive flame, a violet flame, and see them ignite as the fire transmutes them all to the light. As when it really comes down to it, everything is energy and it is all source. There is no good, there is no bad, there just is. In being able to maintain the balance, finding the balance between your spiritual self and your work, with no judgment or criticism. Now visualize the violet flame fully engulfing your homoluminescent body through the front, through the back, completely covering you, as well as your auric field. And seeing your name three times aloud. You'll feel an even greater lightness come through you as your divine soul can now take up more full space and more residence, anchoring in through your homoluminescent body. Take a few moments and feel the peace as it flows over you. We are forgiveness acting here, casting out all doubt and fear, setting men forever free with wings of cosmic victory. We are calling in full power for forgiveness every hour. To all life in every place, we flood forth forgiving grace. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tez Beos. Holy, 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 Lord God is the host. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tez Beos. Holy, 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 Lord God is the host. And now taking another deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling. You'll feel the shifts of your divine templates. We're going to now feel as this karmic wound chamber of light is released, bringing you back into the ever-present now. Taking the few moments as you feel this peace, feel this connection. We're going to now call forth the Palladian and the Syrian emissaries of light, as they're going to place you into an Akashic Records light synthesis chamber of light. You'll feel this chamber fully connecting in through you, around you, and activating you fully as the light synthesis comes through. You'll feel a huge bright light, beam of light, coming down and enveloping you. Through this, you'll feel light packets of information being downloaded to you from the universities on Sirius. You may see different envelopes of many different shapes and sizes, sacred geometries, symbols floating through, activating you, aligning you. As we now ask for a monadic sweep, this will sweep through your chakras, clearing through your four body systems, clearing them all of the psychic debris and mucus, helping to give you a very quick balancing. And as you feel the peace washing over you, feeling yourself being all tingly, your skin, having this amazing energy running up and down, feeling your spinal column fully alive, fully awakened, we also call forth an axitonal alignment with the cosmic integration and alignment. This will help to align your meridians with the planetary, solar, and galactic sources and grids, aligning you with your evolution and your actual ascension with Earth on a planetary level. Now, as you feel the light packets of information coming through, you'll see a book, very thick in its size, bound in leather, silver, sparkling diamonds, and gold. This is the library in the Akashic Records that holds the story of your evolution. Not just the story of where you are in the present, but the entire creation. Every deed, every word. It is time to replace it now with the new one that comes down, that you will now see flowing down, that is fully crystalline, sparkling rainbow essence, prisms shining in ultraviolet light, coming down in a healing module, which is another form of a Merkaba vehicle, being placed into the palms of your hands. You'll see the old book, and you'll see the new book, as the old one resides in your left hand. Take a few moments, and if there's anything else that you can think of, any emotional wounds, any fears associated, write them down or beam them in through your third eye. They will magically be written. And with gratitude for all these amazing, incredible lessons, for allowing you to embrace your shadow and awaken your full potential, allowing you to see what your hidden greatest gifts are. Close the book and send it divine love. And you will see it being taken and floated away and placed into a resource section of the Akashic Records that will remain there for future generations so that they may look at your story and see what they can learn from it. And still feeling that space of gratitude, and seeing that book now completely evaporated, you'll feel an even deeper resonance of peace, a more groundedness. As we now call forth Archangel Sandalson to help to ground you on a planetary, solar, galactic, and cosmic level, feeling the roots from your divine homoluminescent body connecting you. And again, feeling yourself being even more grounded. We now turn our focus and our attention to the new book in your right hand. You can feel the anticipation and the excitement building as you put your hand on top of it and feel its incredible crystalline energy activating you fully, awakening you to this new energy, heaven on earth. Like as if you're holding heaven between the palms of your hands. And feel it activating and pulsating through your fingertips and your hands in anticipation of the joy, the excitement, and the ecstasy and bliss that you will be experiencing. And taking an excited gulp of air, open this brand new, beautiful, crystalline Akashic Records book and allow the energy to sway through you, activating you fully. You may feel yourself and your body moving in the figure eight shape or in an infinite wave, letting you know that the energy is being transmuted and works through to the cellular levels so that your new body, in preparation for the quantum leap, is becoming even more fully anchored, fully alive, fully awakened. Take a few moments and read the first few lines. Feel the energy flowing through you and giving you that perfect link. Then closing back the book, bring it to your heart center, wrapping your arms around it, and feel as you merge and entrain to this new energy. Your heart may begin to feel a quickening sense, a pulsation. You may start to feel yourself get a little more tingly, more movement in the body, which is just release, and your body's with acceptance of this new incredible energy. You feel these new cosmic codes fully activating and awakening your spinal column, which is the keys in your cosmic divining rod that awaken you to all the other dimensions that are available. You take a few more moments as you hold this book, fully merging and blending with it. And know that you can travel to this space at any time. All you have to do is ask. You can travel there in your etheric or your spiritual body. And taking a few more moments to merge and giving gratitude for the new, you'll see this beautiful book floating up and being placed where there is a sacred space with gardens and temples that you can return to at any time. And taking another deep, clearing breath, Inhaling through the nose and exhaling. You'll feel as this full new light synthesis chamber is grounded within. Inhale all this new amazing cosmic energy as you exhale any last bits that is no longer needed or serving your path. And taking another breath, inhaling. Inhale in with the thought of abundance, abundance of love, abundance of knowledge, abundance of friendship, food, and truthfully, yes, money as well. And with gratitude, you will feel this chamber slowly evaporating and releasing. Now bring your focus back to your second chakra for the ladies and your first for the gentlemen. And release the cord that you had there from the beginning. See it being released into the center of the earth, where it is burned and transmuted to the light, as the root of everything is source. And visualize a new tube of light, a new color, whatever color you choose, a radiant red, a luminescent blue, or a sparkling diamond crystalline. Send it back down again into the center of the earth, where her crystalline heart resides. As we now ask for all of your guides and teachers, animal totems, spirits, everyone you acknowledge, to step in and surround you. We're going to also call forth the divine couples of the seven rays. We'll further ask for the Ascended Master, Jesus Christ, Kuan Yin, Buddha, Tara, Vishnu. We'll also call forth Lendus and Vayamus to surround you in a love configuration chamber of light, helping you to fully awaken now a deeper resonance into a higher level of love, expanding your consciousness and bringing in the divine intelligence. As you feel yourself now being activated by this beautiful energy of love, visualize the sun again in front of you. We welcome Helios and Vista, representing the Father God. Feel as the energies of the golden rays flow towards you through your skin, through your body, activating your organs, your tissues, all to the energies of love. As you feel it flowing through you and out through the back, we ask for this to maintain till the end of this transmission. Breathe in the energy. Inhale. As you now visualize the earth behind you, representing the Mother Goddess, feel her cool, nurturing, supportive energy as it flows up through your back, helping you to relax into the comfort, like a womb, knowing that you are safe, knowing that you will always be provided for, Gaia activates the true harvesting of abundance. As you feel her energy flowing through your back, activating the chakras on your fingers, your palms, your toes, and the soles of your feet, to bring in and fully awaken every aspect of you. And as you breathe in this energy of divine nurturance and feel it flowing outward from you, we ask that this also remain until the end of this transmission. Take in a deep breath and feeling a deeper resonance of peace flowing through you. As you now start to feel all the energy being directed from you, from all of your guides, your teachers, the nature spirit intelligence, as you hear the music of the spheres in the octaves singing and dancing behind you, feeling the energies from the divine couples, as you allow yourself now to receive the energy of love. All the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last day. Breathe it in. Fill your lungs with it. Feel it flowing down into your perineum, flowing down through your legs, activating you, helping you to feel that energy of love. As you now breathe in the energy of love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last week, feel it flowing through you as you breathe in, helping you to feel more expanded, your heart opening up, your lungs expanding, feeling your body wanting to stretch, elongating itself, returning yourself to pristine health. As you now breathe in deeply, inhale for 5, 2, 3, 4, 5, hold 2, 3, 4, 5, release 2, 3, 4, 5, and emptying out 2, 3, 4, 5, all the energy of love filled with all of the abundance and gifts that come with it that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last month. Breathe it in. Peacefully allow the energy to flow through you. You may begin to feel a little lightheaded, but it's just a part of the process as it awakens parts of you that have left dormant for so long. And breathe in now the energy of love with bringing the focus down towards your perineum, where your master cells reside, so that they may all now also switch into the energy of love, awakening the DNA, awakening the structure of the language of light, the language of love. Breathe it in and hold 2, 3, 4, 5, release. As you now breathe in all the energy of love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in the last year, feel yourself surrendering, knowing that you will always be taken care of. You will always be supported, and that you come from a space of love. You were born love. You are love. You'll feel the anchoring of a more peaceful vibration, a deep sense of gratitude. In a full space of love for yourself, filling you up, honoring your contracts, honoring your boundaries, and recognizing how important it is for your own sacred space. As you blissfully now breathe in all the energy of divine love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this entire lifetime. Feel the incredible resonance, the incredible expanded consciousness, the amazing energy of light, reawakening your energies of trust, of inner knowing, of the inner planes within you, recognizing, as Carl Jung put it so beautifully, those who look outward dream, but those who look inward awaken. And feel as your transformation into this divine being of abundance, of love, is fully awakened, as we now affirm that you will only receive divine love and light from all those whom you meet. If you cannot receive this divine love and light, which is illusion, it will be repelled. If you cannot receive it, we ask that you receive it from the higher beings and the higher selves around all those who you meet. Now breathe in the energy of love, feeling it washing through you as the cosmic kundalini, the sparkling brilliance, sparkling crystalline lights flow in from beyond Orion, coming through your crown, mixing and merging with the divine love that you are receiving from everyone in this sacred love configuration chamber of light, fully activating, washing over your pineal gland. Feel it being fully bathed, cleared, and sparkling. You'll find your new abilities awakening over the coming days. Just allow it to take up residence as it continues to flow through you, down along your spinal column, clearing your throat, releasing anything no longer serving your path, flowing down through your heart, or any final remnants of self-worth, anxieties and stresses related, self-inflicted, are released, giving you a further expansion and knowingness, reminder that you are love. And as you resonate at this energy of love, abundance, peace, this is all that you will attract into your life. Feel it continue to flow down, washing over your stomach, your kidneys, your liver, down into your perineum, which looks like an octahedron, diamond shape, where it is further activated and anchored in your unlimitedness, awakening the full infinite possibilities, and now flowing down through that tube of light into the center of the earth. We affirm and ask with the intention of Metatron's cube, and just the intention is enough to be placed in and grounded through your crown chakra, fully blending and merging with the pituitary gland and pineal gland, flowing down as it activates each cell, particle, DNA, plasma, blood, every follicle, flowing in and anchoring through your heart, blending and merging as it flows downwards and into your perineum. Take a deep breath and inhale, and release it into the earth. We ask now, with all this incredible energy that we have built up, that we have received so lovingly, to allow it to pass through us as a conduit into the Earth Mother. We request to transfer these heavenly energies to the Earth Mother. She knows where it's needed the most. And we also ask to send it to all the light workers who are consciously working and also seeking ascension. We further visualize sending this energy to the four elements, to all the animals, plants, to all the sentient beings, the mammals, the birds, to all of your guides and teachers, the star councils, Christed ETs, and all the planets on all the multi-universal cosmic and solar levels, letting them know that a human loves them. You feel this full cosmic energy of the Holy Grail and your emergence and becoming Christed ones. You'll feel your new abilities awakening as you use them with love. And feel everything flow again back through your crown, mixing in also too from the energies from beyond Orion, which is the portal gates to heaven. And you becoming receptive and in the energy of the Holy Grail flowing through you and back into the earth and all we've affirmed it to be sent to. Take one more deep, clearing breath of gratitude. Feel it fully anchoring into your being, into your soul. And you'll feel as this love configuration chamber of light has evaporated and dissolved around you many moments ago, bringing you into the present time and space. Giving you further peace and anchoring. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, bringing back your awareness to your roots. Continue to feel the energy mixed and merged and blended as you are fully one. Start to wiggle your toes, your fingers, rotating your wrists, your ankles. You may stretch in any direction that you choose. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I wish to thank you all for joining me today here on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. Wishing you all expanded consciousness, excitement and adventure with your new awareness, your new abilities, and this anchoring of divine love. I wish you all a magical day full of cosmic ecstasy. Aloha blessings.